for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday morning, July the 2nd, 1991. Fourth of July family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the minister of the morning.
Booyah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you for your power and your anointing, Lord. And Father, as we go into the Word today, we submit to the Holy Spirit, the teacher. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the teacher, the Holy Ghost. And so, Lord, speak through our lips today and make us a blessing to your people. Again, we take dominion over any weakness here today, Lord, any sleepiness. Lord God, anything that would hinder your people from hearing your word, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we loose your anointing on this service, Lord, to receive in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. Amen. God love you and God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's turn today to Deuteronomy chapter 23. Deuteronomy chapter 23. We'll start here, and where we'll finish, nobody knows yet. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 23. And we want to look at verse 14. How many's enjoyed the camp meeting this time? Been good, hasn't it? Appreciate all the ministries here and all the good word that's come forth and all that God has done among us. Praise the Lord. Brother Steve, I think, is going to minister this afternoon, and Jack tonight, I think. Isn't that right, Brother Glenn? Okay, praise the Lord. Verse 14. For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp. How many are thanking God he's in your camp today? Yeah. Hallelujah. But how many know we have a responsibility to keep this camp clean? But we can't without God's help. The Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp to, here's why, deliver thee. Amen. He comes in your camp to deliver thee. And number two, to give up thine enemies. Or actually it means to defeat your enemies before you. I mean, oh, we got some enemies that must be defeated. Praise the Lord. Therefore, because God's coming in your camp and God wants to defeat your enemies, here's the command, shall thy camp be holy. God demands a holy camp. That he see no unclean thing in thee and turn away from thee. And how many know when God turns away, we're going to lose the anointing, the blessing, and all that goes with God? How many know Ichabod has been written over many lives today and many churches because people, have turned from God and let things come in that they shouldn't. But God is a God of deliverance, isn't he? Hallelujah. And I want my camp to be clean. Now turn with me to Leviticus 26. Leviticus 26. And look at a few scriptures here together. Leviticus chapter 26. Just a short outline in this chapter. 1 through 13 speaks of God's blessings. 14 through 39 speaks of the curses. And 40 through 46 speaks of repentance and restoration. But here in chapter 26, verse 1, God said, you shall make you no idols or graven image. Neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up an image of stone where? In your land. And we know we have a lot of idols and images in our land, right between our ears mostly. And we have to destroy them. Anybody can go over to the mantle and throw a Buddha down and destroy him, and we should do that. But how many know we got some Buddhas between the ears? Amen. Come on. I got to deal with. Some of them are bigger than Buddhas, I guess. Amen. Notice what he says here. To bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence, come on, my sanctuary. This is the sanctuary here today. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And the land shall yield her increase. The trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach to the vintage, and the vintage shall reach to the sowing time, and you shall know to eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. There's going to be peace in the land. There's going to be safety in the land. God said, if you do what I say. Now look at verse 6. And I will give peace in the land. There's a lot of people do not have the peace of God today. There are a lot of Christians that do not have the peace. I walked in a period of time that I was in torment. I was in an unrestful condition because of things coming against me. And sometimes we don't understand our background. We don't know what's back there, do we? And as well as the enemy coming at us. But thank God we can walk in the peace of God. How many believe that? And Jesus is our peace today. He is our righteousness. He is our joy. And he said, I'll give peace in the land. And you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. Hallelujah. No fear. And I will rid evil beasts. Come on, help me now. Out of the land. Which means we all have some beasts in us. We've got to get rid of them. Amen? Every one of us have a beast in us. Come on, or some kind of beast that God is dealing with. That's got to go. Hallelujah. Yours may not be like mine, but they're still evil, aren't they? And notice God said, I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword, which is war, go through your land. And you shall chase your enemies. Boy, that's a switch, isn't it? And they shall fall before you by the sword. And father, you shall chase 100, 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword, the word of God. I mean, know that the enemy only understands this word, hallelujah, when you use it against him. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Listen to what God says now. And I have respect to you and make your fruitful, multiply, establish my covenant. Verse 10, you shall eat old store. Now, notice this verse here. You shall eat old store, there in verse 10, and bring forth the old because of the new. Let me read another translation. You shall eat the abundant old store of produce long kept and clear out the old to make room for the new. God's wanting to clear something out of us. Come on. To make more room for the new to come in. Can you say amen? And the more you get the old out, I'll tell you, the more the new will come in. Are you hearing me? Then he said, I'll set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you or reject you. And God said, I will walk among you and be your God, and ye shall be my people. How many know that's a quote also in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 5? And God always desired to dwell among his people. And he did, right in the tabernacle in the Old Testament. But thank God he's dwelling in our tabernacles today. Amen? He's in the midst of you and in the midst of me. Now, look down to verse 21. We've looked at the blessings. Let's look at verse 21 now. Listen to what the Lord says. He says, and if you will walk contrary to me, and I will and will not hearken to me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sin. I mean, in the New Testament, Jesus said when the demon goes out, and if we let him back in, we're going to be 7 times worse off. Isn't that right? And 4 times he mentions here seven things that would happen, 7 times or more plagues would come because of sin. Verse 22. And God said, if you walk contrary, verse 22, I will also send wild beasts among you. And here's what they're going to do. They shall rob, number one, your children. How many know America's children are being robbed today? Come on, amen. Many of our children have been robbed from us. But how many know we're able to reach out by the help of the Holy Ghost and by the power of God and bring them back into the ark of safety? I believe that. Amen. So he said that he's going to rob the children. And two, destroy your cattle, that's your substance, and make you few in number, and your highways, but the word high is actually in italics, your ways shall be desolate. Desolation, God said. If you walk contrary to me, he said, I will send the beast. Now, the word beast here means, it actually means raw flesh, but it means appetite. It means an appetite. It means a company. It means a congregation. And we know the enemy's got some congregations he wants to send our way. Come on now. It means Mary, which is a party spirit. And it means a troop. There are troops going throughout the land killing, come on, and destroying in America today. Right now in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is more crime than we've ever had there in that city. I don't know about other cities, but I do know that the enemy is at work destroying and killing their troops moving throughout the land. Amen. They are wild beasts. And the word also means running, which means wild. It's a wild ass nature. How many know there's a vagabond spirit loose in the church too? We cannot do our thing, can we? We cannot go and do what we want to do. Now turn to Amos a minute. God's giving me a scripture here. Turn to Amos 8. And let's look at this scripture together. Amos chapter 8. Praise you, Lord. We have to deal with that vagabond. Chapter 8 of Amos. And it says in verse 11, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine where?
In the land.
Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. God said it's not a natural physical famine, but it's a spiritual famine for not hearing the word of the Lord. And they shall wonder. And one time I remember, God just spoke that word to me, and I looked it up, and He spoke that word as the vagabond. I looked it up, and that's what it means. The word wonder means is the word for vagabond. And they shall wander from sea to sea, from church to church, from preacher to preacher, come on, from congregation to congregation, convention to convention, and from the north to the east, from Canada to Florida. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. You know why they won't find it? Because they won't hear God. And they won't hear the prophets. How many know God didn't send the prophets when everything's going good? God sends the prophets when your back's against the wall. And God sends the prophets when the wall's out of line. We need our walls straight today. Come on, amen. Our walls are crooked, brethren. Hallelujah. But God wants to straighten us up if we'll hear the word of the Lord. Can you say amen? And so He said, notice now, He said they shall seek the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. And the result is they'll reap a famine. Brother, when we let that vagabond take hold of us, when we do our thing and go our way, we're going to truly reap a famine, we're going to miss God, and we're going to be a wanderer. Amen. Amen. Now, praise God. Turn with me now to another scripture. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 5. Ezekiel chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. Ezekiel chapter 5. Look at verse 11. Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 11. Got to use Mother Bible here. How many use more than one Bible? Praise God. Well, good. I'm not the only one.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 11. And look at this verse now and notice what it says. Thank you, Jesus. Wherefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely, because thou hast defiled my sanctuary, God's dwelling place. Here's how we do it. With all thy detestable things and with all thine abominations, therefore will I also diminish thee, neither shall mine eye spare, neither will I have any pity. Now notice three things there. There's defilement, there's something detestable, and because of it, this God said, we will diminish. And that word diminish means to scrape off or to remove or take away. How many know that sometimes people are taken out suddenly? Amen? Amen. And God said here, because you have defiled my sanctuary with detestable things. And that word detestable means disgusting, filthy, idolatrous, or idols, abominations. God said, because you defile my sanctuary by these detestable things, and God said, you will diminish. You will diminish. And that word defile there means to be foul, to contaminate. It means to pollute self, to be unclean. And I wrote down seven things how we're defiled from the scriptures. And I won't give the scriptures, but I want to tell you seven things. Sexually, we can be defiled. Can you say amen? Number two, by the occult. Brother Doc covered these yesterday. By the occult, we can be defiled. God tells us not to go into wizards and to witches, or we'll be defiled. By idolatry, we're defiled. By whoredoms, we're defiled. And by bitterness, we're defiled. By the harlot system, we're defiled. Amen? And by words coming out of our heart and mouth, we're defiled. We defile ourselves as well as others. Now turn with me to a positive scripture real quick. To Psalms, I'm going to come back here. To Psalms 119. Turn with me there. How many know we need to study more on godliness as well? And then I want to show you a scripture on godliness that we need to look at this morning. Psalms 119. Look at verse 1 and 2 together here. And I love, it's actually the first three verses. Here is a picture of godliness, of people walking right with God. He said, blessed, and the word blessed means to be envied, happy, fortunate, are the undefiled. The undefiled. In Revelation, the sons of God were not defiled with the women or the harlot system. Can you say amen? Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law or the word of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him, come on, with the whole heart. Hallelujah. God's looking for people to seek him with the whole heart, isn't he? Verse 3, they also do no iniquity. Everybody see that? No lawlessness, no rebellion. They walk in his ways. You know what it means to walk in the ways of God? The ways of God, one of the meanings is his judgment. They walk in the judgments of God. They judge themselves. Hallelujah. They make that which is wrong right by submitting to God's judgment in their own life. Can you say amen? And did you notice? They do no iniquity. Turn to Zephaniah. Zephaniah. We're going to come back to Ezekiel, so hang on there now. Zephaniah in the Old Testament. That's a real easy one to find, isn't it? Yeah. Chapter 3. Now look at verse 13. He said the remnant, and God has a remnant, of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. I mean, on Revelation 14, there was no deceit or guile in their mouth. Are you hearing me? For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. God wants to take that old lawless, rebellious spirit out of us, doesn't he? Can you say amen? Amen. Now go back to Ezekiel, where we were now. Back to Ezekiel. Praise God. Here in Ezekiel chapter 5. And let's see what he's saying to us now. Ezekiel 5. Praise you, Jesus. God is saying, because of defilement, because of those detestable things, he said you'll diminish. Now look down to verse 17 and let's see what God says to us. Now what's this verse? Verse 17. So will I send among you famine and evil beast, and they shall bereave thee, and pestilence, and that word pestilence there means plagues or murrain. And notice, blood shall pass through thee, and I will bring the sword, here's war, upon thee, I the Lord have spoken it. Yes. Now that word bereave, here's a tremendous word that I didn't know till I looked it up. That word bereave, he said, when I send these beasts, they shall bereave thee. It means miscarry, but it means to suffer abortion. That word bereave means to suffer abortion. Beasts have come into America. Come on. Into our families. Many families are touched by abortion. God has sent the beast among the people of this land. Because the sanctuary is defiled. Because of detestable things, God says. And that word means to bereave of children, to be barren, childless, lose children, and to be robbed of children or to spoil. That's what it means. So the spirit of abortion has come in. Not only to our land, but many lands, but especially here. Amen? Turn to Ezekiel chapter 14. Ezekiel 14. Now notice in Ezekiel 14, God's talking about our heart. He's talking about idols in verse 3. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts. We have idols in us that we don't even realize it's there until God shows us. Can you say amen? Verse 4. Therefore speak to them and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that set up his idols in his heart and puts the stumbling block of iniquity before his face and, notice, cometh to the prophet. Notice he's coming with idolatry in his heart. He's coming to the prophet. I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. Verse 5, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart because they're estranged from me through their idols. Verse 6, therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols and turn away your faces from all your abominations. Verse 7. For every one of the house of Israel or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me and sets up his idols in his heart and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and comes to the prophet to inquire concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, that one that's coming to the prophet with idolatry in his heart, and will make him a sign and a proverb. God said, I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And if the prophet be deceived, when he hath spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. And I will stretch out my hand upon him and will destroy him from the midst of my people. Now look down to verse 15. A lot in here that I won't go into. And God said, If I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, they shall spoil it so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beast. Everybody see that? And that word noisome there for beast, it means adversity. So God's going to send some adversity. The word means affliction. It means calamity, distress, mischief, sorrow, trouble, to vex. And here's what it means, wretchedness. He told the last church, you're miserable and wretched, poor and blind. Remember that? And it means grief and misery and trouble. Brother, it means a lot of things, doesn't it? And so God said, because of idolatry, I'm going to send some noisome beast among you. Now turn to Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56. Hallelujah. Isaiah 56, look at verse 9. The Lord tells us something here. All ye beasts of the field, the world, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life, come to devour. Yea, all ye beasts in the forest. What's in the forest is trees. How many know we're trees of righteousness? So you got the beast coming, notice, of the field. And you got the beast in the forest. Why is this happening? Verse 10. This is why. His watchmen are blind. They cannot see. There's no insight. Come on. There's no revelation. There's no discernment. We need some discernment in our churches. Come on. And ministries. I need discernment. I need more discernment than I've ever needed. How about you, brethren? We need it today. All of us need it. But he said his watchmen are blind. They are ignorant, which means spiritual darkness. They're all dumb dogs. Notice that. They cannot speak, he says. They cannot bark, which means there's no trumpet. There's no warning. It's time that we warn not only ourselves, but the people of God. And notice, sleeping, lying down, loving the slumber. My Martin says, dreaming or talking in their sleep. Verse 11, yea, they're greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they're shepherds that cannot understand without understanding. It's what they do not have. They all look their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. So God is saying, brethren, we need some eyesight today. Hallelujah. We need to sound the trumpet. And we need to be not concerned so much for ourselves. We need to be concerned for others. Can you say amen? Now, look in Ezekiel chapter 34. Go to Ezekiel chapter 34. Praise God. And I want you to hold your place there, okay? Just hold your place there. And turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy 32. We're going to come back on the shepherds here in just a minute. Deuteronomy 32. And I want to look at verse 10. I believe it's verse 10 or so. Of chapter 32. And the Lord said he found him, this is speaking of his people, in a desert land. Where did God find us? In a desert. And in the waste howling wilderness, he led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. Now notice four things. He found him, he led him, he instructed him, and he kept him. Now you can't jump from one to four, can you? God finds you, but then he begins to lead you, then he instructs you, then he keeps you. Are you hearing that? Now verse 15. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. How many know we've all done that? Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then when he's fat, notice he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. And if you'll read right on down, you'll see they're turning from God. The people of God are turning from God. And God said in verse 21, they've moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. How many know that the Pentecostals kept that which they had for a long time and didn't give it out to many others? Huh? And you know, God's people here in the Old Testament, God said, they've moved me to jealousy. And so he said, because of that, notice what he said, I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. Now look at verse 24, what God says. In verse 24, because of people turning from God, if you read all the scriptures, he said in verse 24, they shall be burnt with hunger, devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts. The teeth of beasts. Everybody see that? That means sharp teeth. Tooth or teeth of elephants. Ivory tusk. To point, to pierce, to prick. Now think about that. God said, I'm going to send these beasts and they're going to have sharp teeth. And notice what else? With the poison of serpents of the dust. Amen. Now, as I sat here this morning, I saw, remember that old serpent in the Old Testament, Nehushtan? Remember that? I'm going to come against it right now in the name of Jesus over us. Amen. Father, I come against that spirit, that serpent spirit today in the name of Jesus. I come against Nehushtan in the name of Jesus. I come against idolatry. I come against false gods, anything that people are worshiping that's not the Holy Ghost. And Lord, I cut that spirit off over our minds and hearts today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let every idol be destroyed in our hearts and minds this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever it may be, I cut off that serpent spirit now. I bind you by the authority of the name of Jesus, of the name of the Son of God. I cut you off from the minds of the people of God in Jesus' name. Amen. And that word poison, of course, there, it means anger. This word poison means anger. It means poison from its fever or hot displeasure, furious, rage, wrathful, all those things. So God said, because of people turning from God, I'm going to send those beasts that have sharp teeth among my people. Now let's go back now, or go to Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel chapter 34. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 34. Now we said the other night when I was sharing, we said there were different ministries. I said there were those that do several things. I said there are those that feed the flock, and there are those that fleece the flock. Remember that? We're going to touch on four things here in just a minute. But look at Ezekiel 34, verse 1, and God says something here to us. The word of the Lord's coming to the prophet, and he's going to prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Verse 2, prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God to the shepherds, woe be the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, should not the shepherds feed the flock. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Verse 3, you eat the fat. What does that mean? That means that that means he fleeces the sheep. Come on. You clothe you with the wool. That's what I'm looking for. You eat the fat, you clothe you with the wool. That's where they fleece the sheep. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not, come on, the flock. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and cruelty have you ruled them. How many know that should be no place in a shepherd? Can you say amen? And they were scattered because there's no shepherd. They become meat to all the beasts of the field. Now look at this. The people of God driven out, driven away. They're not being fed. They're ruled with force and cruelty. And God said they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and that they became meat or prey to all the beasts of the field, the world. When they were scattered. Everybody hear that? When they were scattered. Now look at verse 7. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, My flock become meat to every beast of the field. Because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and feed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. How many know there's going to be some shepherds surprised in the day of the Lord? Because they haven't warned the people, they haven't fed the people. God is going to judge many shepherds in this hour. But I'll tell you, in the midst of the judgment, God's raising up true shepherds. Can you say amen? In verse 10, and they'll feed the flock, they'll not fleece the flock. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. Notice, my flock at their hand. And cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they be not meat for them. That's for the beast. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, both will search my sheep and seek them out. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so again, the shepherds must feed and not fleece. Now, let's look at feeding the flock. Turn to Jeremiah 3:15. Jeremiah 3:15. Praise you, Lord. And I thank God there's some shepherds among us today that feed, I believe, their flock. Hallelujah. I believe that. Jeremiah 3:15. And they love the flock. They care for the flock. Jeremiah 3:15. I was really touched when Jack got on that yesterday about the hurts. How many know we are hurt when people leave groups and fellowship where God's put them? Amen? It hurts. Jeremiah 3:15. Notice what it says. God said, well, go back to verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, I am married to you. I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I'm going to bring you where? To Zion. And I will give you pastors or shepherds according to my heart. Mine heart. There are going to be shepherds that have the heart of God. The qualification of shepherds is not in the head, it's in the heart. Which shall feed you with knowledge. Come on. And understanding. Thank God. God has some shepherds that's going to have the heart of God. Turn to Jeremiah 23. 23:3. Jeremiah 23:3. Notice what he says here to us in the scriptures. And I'm going up to verse 3 for a reason. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I've driven them, and will bring them again to their fold. That's the local churches. How many believe that? And they shall be fruitful and increase. Notice God said, when I gather them and put them in the fold, they're going to be fruitful, they're going to increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Until shepherds are set up over the people, something's lacking. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. But thank God for godly shepherds that will feed the flock, hallelujah, and things will be lacking no longer. God will supply and meet the needs. Now, go back to Ezekiel 34. Go back to Ezekiel 34 and look at verse, I think it's verse 33, I believe it is. Thank you, Jesus. 34, 33. Is that right? No. No, that's not right. Which verse? 30? Okay, let me look here. Hang on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, okay, that's it. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd. How many know this is the Lord? Yes. Over them, he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. Hallelujah. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Praise God. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause, look at this, the evil beasts to cease out of the land. That's deliverance.
Hallelujah.
And I will, and notice, they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, Come down to verses 30. Is it 30? Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God, and ye my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. Oh, he's the shepherd, isn't he? He's the great I am. Can you say amen? He's the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, and the great shepherd over the house of God. Thank God for the Lord himself. Now, let's look at the other end. We said there were those who feed the flock, but there are those that fleece the flock. Turn to Micah chapter 3. I'll give you a couple of scriptures here. Micah chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. Micah 3, look at verse 10. Micah 3:10. The Word of God said the heads, and you go back to verse 1, he talked about the heads of Jacob there. The heads judge for reward, the priest teach for hire, and the prophets divine for
money.
Now, how many know Jesus run out those who sold and bought there in the temple? And in Mark 11, he said it was those who bought and sold. He's not only against those who are out to fleece the people, but he's against the people submitting to that stuff as well. Come on, help me now. Amen? I was preaching with a man one time, and after he got through, he was going through the aisles of the bucket, prophesying everybody with a bucket. How many know God's against that kind of stuff? Come on now, help me now. He's against us fleecing the people of God. God will provide, but he doesn't want us to do that kind of thing. And so he says here, notice three things, the priest, the prophet, and the heads. The prophets divine for money, divination. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. That's deception. But notice the next verse. Because of the heads, because of the priests, and because of the prophets doing what they're doing, therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps. It brings a judgment upon God's people. Can you hear that? Look back just a minute to Jeremiah 5. Jeremiah 5. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 5. I want to go back here to verse 20. I want to go back to verse 23 and touch and come on down for a few verses here. God's talking about a revolting, rebellious heart in the people of God. Verse 24, neither say they in their heart, now let us fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his season. He reserves to us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things. Notice, iniquities, rebellion, lawlessness will stop the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Your sins have withholden good things from you. Verse 26, for among my people are found wicked men, that lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men, as a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass or overlook, I believe that's what the word means, the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Verse 30. Now look at this verse. A wonderful, and that word wonderful means an appalling and a horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. The priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. What will you do in the end? And we are in the end time. So let's quit listening to the false prophets. Quit getting in the lines, especially those that prophesy for money, and begin to call a spade. Come on, amen? Because God is against it. Turn to Zechariah chapter 10. Zechariah 10. Zechariah 10, in Jesus' name. Help us here, Lord. Zechariah 10. And look at verses. Look at the last verse of chapter 14. Chapter 14, verse 21. Every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness to the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and see therein. And in that day, notice, in the day of the Lord, there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. And that's the merchandisers, the traffickers, the peddlers, and God's going to cut them off. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. God's going to come. I just taught a lesson last week on the seven Canaanite nations. And, you know, the Canaanites were those who displayed their wares, their goods, for people to buy. But their motives were wrong. And so God's going to cut off the Canaanite. Hallelujah. If that spirit's in us, how many know he wants to cut it off today? There's a coveting spirit with the Canaanite. And God wants us to be free of covetousness, come on, greed and lust. Let's come against it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all covetousness, Lord, and lust and greed for money, for materialism, or anything that would hinder us from moving up in you. We thank you for your provision, Lord, that you do provide for all of us. But Lord, let us, God, in Jesus' name, to keep our heart upon you. Keep our motives clean and pure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless your people, Lord, but I come against that spirit of covetousness now, Lord. I cut that spirit off of our hearts and minds today, and I loose our hearts from that greedy spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And again, Lord, I thank you for meeting every need of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Sila brakondele brasikandele brasoko brasitaya. Orisiandele brasokandele brasikara brahaya. Let's pray in the Spirit. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Ila brasoka tarabrahaya. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we said that the shepherds, there were shepherds that feed the flock, and there were those that fleece the flock. Now, turn with me to another scripture. How many know there's some that gather and some that scatter? Turn to Isaiah 40. Isaiah chapter 40. And I don't want to scatter, I want to gather. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40, and look at verse 10 and 11. The scripture says this: Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom. You can go in and teach on this verse. There's a lot here. And shall gently lead those that are with young. Praise God. How many know that's a shepherd? Then we go over to Jeremiah 23 and verse 1 and 2. Jeremiah 23, 1 and 2. We hit verse 3 a while ago. Jeremiah 23, verse 1 and 2. And God said, Woe to the pastors, the shepherds, that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors or shepherds that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. So we gather or we scatter. We feed or we fleece. Are you hearing me today? Now, I mean, true shepherds recognize God's claim on the sheep. Because they don't belong to us, they belong to Him. We may be in authority over the sheep, under shepherds, but they're His sheep. Are you hearing me? Thank God. It's not my church, come on, it's not my sheep, it's not my ministry, it's His. It's His. He has put it in my hands, I'm responsible, but it's His. Now, in Isaiah 40, thank God, we just read that though, didn't we? Okay, Ezekiel 34, let's go there. Hallelujah, Ezekiel 34. And I want to look at verses again, I want to look at verse 23 and 24, I believe it is. Thank you, Lord. 23 and 24 again, I want to read it. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Praise God. Amen. Then in verse 30 again, even the house of Israel are my people, saith the Lord. Praise God. Now, one other thing that I want to touch on here, we said it the other night. Those that reach for authority, we have to be careful about them. But those that reach for responsibility, how many know we can follow? There's a difference, because out of responsibility comes authority. Now, in 3 John, I want to show you somebody that no doubt reached for authority. Look in 3 John in the back of your Bible. 3 John verse 9. Verse 9. He said, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have something, the preeminence among them receives us not. This man's in charge. This man wants to be known. He wants to be the leader. He wants everybody to know that, but he doesn't receive the brethren. How many know this church is full of this kind of stuff? I'm not knocking any particular group, but their church is full of this stuff. Now listen to what he says. Among them receives us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. So he begins to come against and attack the people of God maliciously. And not content. Notice, not content. No contentment in this kind of person. And what else did it say? Therefore, neither doth he himself receive the brethren. He doesn't want the brethren to come in.
Amen.
And forbiddeth them that would. Forbiddeth them that would come in, you see. And what else? And cast them out of the church.
Yes.
Brother, he just boots them out.
Yes,
people's been hurt in America in the churches. And God wants to heal that. Amen? Now look at verse 11. Beloved, follow not that which is evil. Don't follow the Diotrephes, the one that reaches for authority. Come on now. But that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath a good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record or witness, and you know that our record is true. Don't follow the Diotrephes, but here's Demetrius. He's got a good report of all men. How many know we need a good report? Come on now. In the church and outside the church. And of the truth. And we bear record as well. Praise God. Thank God for the true shepherds. Amen. The shepherds of the flock belong to the shepherd. Look in Psalms 100. Psalms 100. Oh, I love this verse. Thank God. Look at verse 3. Psalm 100, verse 3. I believe that's right. Huh? Is that right? Yes. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us. Not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep. Come on. Of His pasture. Thank God. We're His sheep. Amen. You ever notice this psalm? There's some action words. You got the word make. You got the word serve. Come. Know. Enter. Be. And bless. Praise God. But we are the people of His pasture. Praise God. Amen. Now go to Jeremiah 12. We'll share a few more things here. Jeremiah 12. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 12, look at verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Many pastors or shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate, and being desolate, it mourneth unto me. The whole land is made desolate because no man layeth it to heart. There's a lot of churches in that condition right there. Amen. You know, brethren, it took only 10 men in the Old Testament, Numbers 13 and 14, it only took 10 men to come back with an evil report to cause God's people to go into the wilderness for 40 years and die. Only 10 men deceived 3.5 million people, or how many there was. 10 men, all it took was to deceive the people of God. And they fell in the wilderness, didn't they? And you know, you got three choices in God, really. How many know you can go around that mountain many times, isn't that right? You can take many laps around that mountain. Number two, you can do something else. You can die in the wilderness with the very promise of God in your heart, and your bones can bleach right there in the wilderness.
Yes.
They died in that wilderness. Or three, you can be an overcomer and stand and enter.
Hallelujah.
And I desire to stand and enter by the grace of God, by the help of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Amen. God's against those who dominate, denominate, indoctrinate, isolate with the wrong things. God wants us to be under His doctrine. Hallelujah. The doctrine of the Lord. Now look in Judges 8. A couple more scriptures here. Judges chapter 8. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Judges 8. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I love this verse. Look in verse 21. Look in verse 21. Thank you, Lord. Verse 22. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, "Rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's son also. For thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian." And Gideon said to them, "I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you."
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord's going to rule over you. Then in chapter 9, look in chapter 9. Look in verses 8. Verses 8. I think this is the last verse or so. Maybe one more. Look at verse 8. It said, "The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said to the olive tree, reign thou over us. But the olive tree said to them, should I leave my fatness?" How many know that's the anointing?
Hallelujah.
Olive tree produces olive oil, which is a picture of the Holy Spirit. Wherewith by me they honor God and man and go to be promoted over the trees. And the tree said to the fig tree, here's the second one now, come down, reign over us. The fig tree is one that brings forth fruit, isn't it? But the fig tree said to them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees? No thanks. Then said the tree to the vine, this is the one that produces berries, come down, reign over us. And the vine said, should I leave my wine, that's the joy of the Lord, which cheereth God and man, go to be promoted over you, over the trees? No. Then said all the trees to the bramble, this is the one that, this is I guess you'd say the obnoxious one that goes every direction or whatever. Got thorns on it. How many know that's a curse? Come thou and what? Reign over us. And the bramble said to the trees, if in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust, come on, in my darkness, in my shadow, under my covering. I'm going to tell you, you can't cover anybody. The Lord is your covering. Hallelujah. Isaiah 30 said, the Spirit of the Lord is our covering. Now, God puts men in authority. Don't misunderstand me. But God is our covering tonight. I'm not looking for any man to cover me. I'm looking for the Lord to cover me. Hallelujah with His Spirit. Can you say amen? But I don't mean to be rebellious against authority because God puts authority over us that in the Lord. Hallelujah. But notice here, it says something. It says something. The bramble said to the trees of truth, you anoint me to be king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour, come on, the cedars of Lebanon. And when you get the wrong person or persons in, how many know that's a bramble bush? They will devour, brethren. They'll destroy. They'll kill. They'll maim. Come on, help me. And they'll put you in such bondage. God, help us not to submit to that and be under that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. All of us, we need to hear this. Now turn to Genesis 29. One other verse here in closing I want to give to you. Praise God. And I want to say this. How many know Jesus is the chief cornerstone?
Yes.
And we have the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And Jesus, brethren, the head of the church, He rules from above downward, doesn't He? You know, none of us in the ministry, I don't care who we are, we're not above the Word of God. Me or any minister, can you say amen? Or any person, we're not above the Word of God. We must walk in line with God's precious Word. Now, the apostles and prophets are the foundation. They help hold the building up. Are you hearing me? And they rule from ground level up. Hallelujah. But the Lord rules from the top down. Praise God. Are you hearing me? Amen. And we need those precious apostles and prophets today coming forth. Now, look in Genesis 29. Genesis 29. And notice this verse. Hallelujah. In let's just start with verse 1, read about 9 or 10 verses, and we'll close. Then Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. Now, isn't that strange? You got three flocks. These are natural sheep. But isn't it good when God's people can come together? The flocks of God. Come on, amen. And there's so much jealousy I found even in churches and ministry and people that sometimes you can't do this. But I've learned they're not my sheep again, they're His sheep. But God can bring a people together in unity. God can do it. Amen. Now notice what it says here. There were three flocks of sheep lying by it, for out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was up on the well's mouth. And that means that no water could come out of that well until the stone was rolled away. Isn't that right? How many know there's some big stones stopping the move of God?
Amen.
You know what it is? It's because the flocks aren't allowed to come together. Hallelujah. Look at the next verse. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth. Hallelujah. And they watered the sheep and put the stone again upon the well's mouth. And Jacob said to them, my brethren, whence be you? And they said, of Haran are we. And he said to them, know you Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. And he said to them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. Here's a shepherdess, a lady who's watching the sheep here. Amen, Rachel. And he said, lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, we cannot until all the flock be gathered together until that they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. Brethren, God wants to water the sheep today. Hallelujah. If he can get some of them out of the way, he's going to do it. Amen. He's going to bring the flock. And I don't mean that in a bad way. He's going to bring the flocks together. Amen. Stone's going to be rolled away. Amen. Hallelujah. The water of the Holy Ghost is going to be poured out, and God's going to water his people. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But our trouble is we go back and say, well, I'm a Baptist filled with the Holy Ghost, or I'm a Catholic, I'm a Pentecostal. It's time to forget the titles. Not that we're coming against anybody. It's time to forget the titles. Amen? Come on. Amen.
Amen.
We're his sheep. The sheep of his pasture. Let the stone be rolled away and be watered. Can you say amen? It's time for God's people to rise up together and come together. And thank God we have here. Let's stand. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, as I begin to come out and get some things that we read today as we went into this teaching, if you feel anything here that's connected with you at all, I want you to deal with it. Now, I didn't deal with this one, but I'm going to call it out first of all. Appetite. Uncontrollable appetites. Glutton. How many know there's a glutton spirit let loose? And we all have to watch that, don't we? There's a party spirit. I come against the party spirit in the church, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come against the troops that's been sent against the people of God, and we cut them off. In the name of Jesus, I come against that running spirit, that vagabond spirit. In the name of Jesus, I cut that vagabond spirit off. Lord, place your people, hallelujah, in their proper fold, Lord. Under their proper shepherds, we pray, Lord. Father, we come against the loss of children. We come against the spirit of miscarriage and barrenness. We come against the spirit of bereavement, Lord. We come against childlessness, Lord. We come against the robber of families. We come against abortion, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against, Lord God, all of these things, poverty. We come against false shepherds, Lord. Lord, that people's been touched by and hurt by. People here that's been hurt by false shepherds anywhere in the land. Father, we cut off that thing. We cut off that hurt. We ask, God, that you heal the heart. Heal the emotions. Heal the mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We cut off the beast of the world and the forest, Lord. We cut them off from our hearts and minds. We come against the teeth of the beast, the sharp teeth of the beast that's been sent. Among the church. We come against the poison of the serpent in the name of Jesus. The serpent bite in the name of Jesus. We come against these things, Lord, and we ask you to set your people free. And everybody said, amen. So God walks among our camp, praise God, to deliver and to set us free. And he said, because of that, your camp shall be holy. God love you. God bless you. Let's pray in the Spirit a minute. Praise the Lord. Shila brakondili brasaya. Sila braso karabrahaya. Sila brasundiri brikitandere brasaya. Sila brakandiri brasaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. How many shepherds we have here? Raise your hands. The shepherds that we have here today. The men. Keep them up. Keep your hands up. Father, we pray for our brethren here today.
Yes, Lord.
Our brother here from Louisiana, brother Brother Steve, Brother Jack, and others here, Lord, myself and others, and Lord, for Glenn and Irma, and others that are here, Father, and we just lift them up and we just to pour your blessing upon them, Lord. We ask, God, that you give them wisdom, direction from the Holy Spirit. We ask, Father, give them the mind of Christ. Lord God, feed us that we may feed the people, Lord. Minister life that we may minister life to your people. Encourage these shepherds today, Lord, we pray. And encourage the sheep, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, especially for Jack, I just feel to pray strongly for Jack today. Just encourage Brother Jack today. Lord, I thank you for this brother today. Ministry that you put in Jack, Lord. And I just ask you, Lord, to pour out your spirit upon Jack today. You to surround him with your light, your love, and your perfection, your power, Lord. I ask you to direct his footsteps in this hour. I ask you, God, to move upon him and through him, God. Lord, anoint him tonight for your word. Hallelujah. Give him a double portion, Lord, today. Lord, lift him up into the heavens, we pray. Anoint my brother in Christ Jesus, and I thank you for him, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody say it. Come on. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.